Newmarket resident Marcus Sandhar has spent 27 years visiting the York Regional Forest on most days. While walking his dog, Archer, he said it has got a lot busier over the years. "It's a good place for everybody to come and enjoy nature and get some fresh air," Sandhar said. "Meet new people, and the dogs have other dogs to play with." York Region is celebrating 100 years of the namesake forest in 2024. The municipality is planning several events to celebrate the occasion and history, including naming a new tract and the release of a video January 10. According to the region, York Regional Forest came about after settlers initially clear-cut the area in the 1800s, resulting in barren landscapes. The York Regional Forest began formally in 1924 after a study found a need for reforestation, with the purchase by York County of the Hollage Tract in Whitchurch Stouffville. Guided by the county's reforestation committee and provincial staff, workers transformed several parts of the region from barren land to thriving forests. Today, there are 24 forest tracts of more than 2,500 hectares, along with 150 kilometers of trails. The region's video for the centennial acknowledges indigenous peoples have existed on these lands long before that, with many trees predating 100 years. "Our ancestors have always been there, and in the relationship we've had in this territory, we've always understood these standing beings deserve respect," ancestral knowledge keeper and Anishinaabe cultural consultant Kim Wheatley said in the video. To celebrate the centennial, York Region has made a display at its headquarters in Newmarket. It will also host forest walks, community tree planting events, museum exhibits and contests. A recently acquired property for the forest in East Gwillimbury at McCowan Road and Queensville Side Road will also be named the Centennial Tract, with a planting happening there. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor said to Council January 11 that the region should be incredibly proud of the forest. "It is a true jewel, something that's going to be there for generations and generations to come," Taylor said, adding that it has become much more popular in the last decade. "It's treasured by people. It is a pillar of our environmental efforts. It is a pillar of health and wellness." Visiting with his dog Nall, Aurora resident Rick Roseman said the forest is a jewel in the rough. "It's beautiful outdoor scenery," he said. "It's almost like tucked in the suburban area, so it's wonderful." Newmarket resident Angela Engel comes to the forest 5 times a week to walk her dog, Scotty. "It's just a break in the day," she said. "I clear my mind, clear my head. There are so many forests around Newmarket, so many to choose from, so I think it's great." You can find more information on the centennial celebration on the York Region website.